This is Dakota Datebook for November 17th. North Dakota tops all other states in the production of several crops, including oats, flaxseed, canola, and peas, and ranks second in sunflowers and wheat. The state usually places between 15th and 20th in national corn production. While corn isn't one of North Dakota's top crops, it's still significant. Its annual production is valued at about $2 billion. Some far-sighted North Dakotans realized early on that while corn might never be the state's leading crop, it would always matter. The first statewide corn show was organized in 1923. It was designed to provide educational sessions and to advertise North Dakota as a corn state outside her own boundaries. The first show was a huge success, and the second was even bigger. Based on that momentum, organizers made plans to form a board of directors, including experienced corn growers and staff from the Agricultural College. In January of 1925, it was announced that the corn show would become a permanent institution in Bismarck. On this date in 1925, Secretary of State Robert Byrne opened the third annual corn show in Bismarck. H.P. Goddard, Secretary of the Association of Commerce, predicted it would be the biggest show of its kind ever held in North Dakota. It featured more exhibits than the previous 2 years, along with entertainment, a band concert, magician, and acrobats. The president of the Northern Pacific Railroad was scheduled to speak, and Attorney General George Schaefer addressed the crowd on the significance of the state corn show. The highlight of opening day was an original play, The Land of Royal Corn, featuring a cast of 125 local people, directed by Professor A.G. Arvold of the Agricultural College. The corn show was a major event for Bismarck. The city was decorated with flags and banners. Merchants built special window displays. The Lions and Rotary Clubs hosted luncheons, and businesses ran ads welcoming visitors to the annual corn show. Social clubs even canceled meetings so members could attend. Planning for the 1926 corn show began immediately, even as the 1925 show wrapped up with a lively street fair and dance. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.